Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and joining me once again for our weekly segment all about life in the sandbox is the author of the series of Play Nice in Your Sandbox books. Mr. Ron Price is back in Studio A with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. It's a serious series, I'll have you
Is it serious?
Oh, it's a very serious
Coming from you?
Well,
if you say so. All right.
You know, thank you for that.
Okay.
You were there the night I was introduced as an author, speaker, and humorist.
That's right.
At the Aztec Chamber.
Yes, of course.
I didn't ask for that, but as soon as she said it, I went, yeah, that's
See?
Who I am.
That's so right.
Off air, I'll have to tell you what I did at Walmart a few weeks ago.
All right. If the shoe fits, I guess, right?
Yes, that's
You will wear it. Okay.
I'll wear it.
All right. Today, we are starting talking about 10 steps for
resolving conflict.
Resolving conflict.
Yeah.
I didn't write that part down.
I got this from a company called Prepare-Enrich. I've been associated with them for 20 years.
All right.
25. They've been around for 40 or 50, I think. If a couple's thinking of getting married, Scott, don't just run into it thinking you know what you're doing, because you don't. Nobody who gets married knows what they're doing. I shouldn't say nobody, but
very few.
And I don't believe in marriage counseling, premarital counseling, and that surprises some people.
Yeah, right.
I believe in premarital preparation.
Okay.
And so what I like to do is meet with a couple two or three times before the wedding,
mm-hmm.
but get a commitment. We're going to meet at 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and a year after the wedding, after they've had some chances to experience conflict.
Oh, okay.
You know,
right.
At the beginning, it's all gaga and all.
Well, it's,
love will
it's
carry
literally
the day.
Called the honeymoon period, is it not?
Yeah, and it doesn't last all that long.
Right.
So,
okay.
But anyway, they came up with this 10 steps for resolving conflict. So I don't know how many we'll get through.
Okay.
We'll start and finish later if we need to.
Sounds good.
Set a time and a place for the discussion. A lot of times we get blindsided. Somebody will bring up an issue. We didn't even know it was an issue. And
we're
expected to be ready right then and there to
resolve
discuss
it right now.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Okay.
So set a time. Hey, how about Wednesday, 2 o'clock? Let's go get some coffee or tea.
Okay.
And we got some good coffee tea shops in this town.
That's true.
I'm pleased. Nice places to meet. Quiet.
Well, if you meet in public, then they're witnesses.
And that's exactly right.
Okay.
It is going to keep us on our best behavior, though.
True.
I often recommend go meet in a public place. You're going to keep your voice down.
Right.
You're not going to blow up in public.
Okay.
So added precaution. So set a time and a place. Define the problem as specifically as you can.
Okay. I can see where that would be helpful.
Absolutely. The more specific you can be about the problem, the more targeted your conversation is going to be.
Right. I'm upset about that thing that you do.
Yeah, that thing that you do. And
yeah,
you do it
really bothers
you know,
me.
You did it last week again.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
Here's an interesting one. List the... we'll cut that cough out.
Right? We'll edit that out.
Yeah, we'll edit it out.
We've got a whole staff.
List the ways you each contribute to the problem.
You each contribute.
It's so easy. If you're having a situation with somebody else, you look at them as the problem. Well, if they'd only stop doing this or start doing that, we wouldn't have a problem. Well, Scott, if you're looking at the other person as the problem, who do you think they might be looking at?
Obviously, anyone but me.
Oh, of course.
Right.
I mean, who could blame Scott Mitchell?
Who could blame? Right, exactly.
But you see what I'm saying?
No.
And if each is looking at the other as the problem, who's looking at the real problem? And the answer is...
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
And if nobody's looking at the actual problem, good luck trying to resolve
Hard
that problem.
Hard to fix problem. It. True.
So
takes
stop
two to
looking
tango.
At each other. It's two to tango.
Yeah.
And two to resolve conflict.
Okay.
Actually, that's not totally true. One can
Uh-oh.
At least open the door and set the stage, but that's a different conversation.
All right.
Have me come back.
We'll
talk about that another time.
Yeah.
List the ways that you each contribute to the problem.
Right.
List past attempts to resolve the issue with it not successful. What have we tried before? Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't try it again, because times have changed.
Right.
Circumstances have changed. And maybe a remedy that we tried once before that wasn't successful.
Maybe now it would be.
Maybe now it would be.
Okay.
I mean, we don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, let's learn from the past.
So it's not off the table.
It's not off the table.
If you tried it before.
But If it didn't work then, chances are maybe we don't want to use it now either. Okay. So,
all right, but at least talk about it.
Talk about it, look at past attempts.
Okay.
And then brainstorm. I love brainstorming. Hold on a second.
Okay, all right.
Pool your new ideas and try to list 10 possible solutions to the problem. Do not judge or criticize any of the suggestions yet. Okay. We've talked about brainstorming in the past, but let me do it quickly.
Sure.
You specifically identify the challenge, the problem, the issue. What are we trying to brainstorm about? Everybody's got to be clear on that.
Right.
Second rule is everyone participates. If you have a thought, you say it. Don't filter. If you think it, you say it. But rule number three is nobody else comments on anybody else's idea.
It's out there.
Scott, you say, how about this or that? And right. I say, Scott, did you take stupid pills this morning? I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't do that.
But some might. Right. Some might. Jokingly, whatever, criticize. Sure. Don't do that because then that shuts everything down. Now it's not safe. It's not safe to put ideas
right. I'm probably not going to say much more.
Exactly right. You don't want to be put down again.
Right.
So know what you're there to solve, the problem, the challenge. Everybody contributes. Nobody comments on anybody else's ideas, anybody's idea, okay. even your own. Then you write them all down. Then you can go back and say, you know, that one there that I suggested, nah, that's too expensive or it's not practical or whatever. But we didn't stifle creativity. We didn't put anybody down.
Right.
That's good brainstorming.
Okay.
And it can lead to hopefully a good result.
Okay.
And it can lead to you wrapping up this program. And we'll come back next time.
We'll do the other
next
ones.
Five.
Okay.
Sounds good?
We can do that.
All
so
right.
Very good. Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you,
and
Scott.
It sounds like this could work for couples, but also maybe smaller groups and stuff
Absolutely.
Too, right?
Good point. Yeah. Businesses, any.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
There you go.
Work teams. Yeah.
We'll be back with part two next week, everyone. Thank you. Ron Price is with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.